Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Overcast skies with fog early today with rain likely. High temperatures reach up to 50. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 30. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, highs around 75. Partly cloudy and dry Friday and Saturday, upper 70s. Friday, mid 80s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Salina's Central Mall remains closed more than a week after sustaining damage from a strong thunderstorm. A business at the mall says KDHE asked the mall to stay closed for now as the department waits for results from an asbestos test. Kansas families will have the opportunity to explore a wide variety of attractions across the state for free again this summer. The state announced the Sunflower Summer Program returns July 9th through August the 2nd. The program covers admission costs for eligible students and one adult guardian per participating attraction. Wichita State University ending its men's and women's golf programs. The university says it's a necessary move for the athletic department's finances. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You smell that? Spring. Hibernation's over. It's time to run it. Run it till the grass becomes a lawn and then hedges duck and cover. Then run it again. Steel. Get up to $50 off AK battery tool sets. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge repair project along Interstate 70 in Ellis County. Crews are completing surface and substructure work on the bridges carrying I-70 over 160th Avenue, located approximately 4 miles east of exit 145 at Ellis. Traffic in both directions has been reduced to one lane through the work zones, and a 60-mile-per-hour speed limit is in effect. KDOT expects project work to be completed by the end of September, conditions permitting. PCI Roads of St. Michael, Minnesota is the project's primary contractor with a total contract cost of approximately $676,000. KDOT urges motorists to stay alert and follow posted signs in all work zones. For current road conditions, visit candrive.gov or call 511. For updates on highway projects in Northwest Kansas, visit ks.gov/northwestnews. A man from Stockton has been arrested by the KBI and the Rooks County Sheriff's Office for manufacturing methamphetamine. An investigation uncovered that Richard Beck, a 63-year-old man from Stockton, was purchasing methamphetamine precursor chemicals and stealing anhydrous ammonia for the purpose of creating methamphetamine. KBI began assisting the Rooks County Sheriff's Office with the investigation on April 3rd. Beck was arrested on Monday on multiple drug-related charges, including 2 counts of unlawful manufacturing of methamphetamine and possession of marijuana. Beck was booked into the Rooks County Jail. This investigation is ongoing. Customers in southeast Kansas could soon see higher electric bills as the utility company moves forward with a proposed rate increase. Empire District Electric Company, which operates as Liberty, has filed a request with the Kansas Corporation Commission for a $15.8 million increase. If approved, that could raise the average residential bill by about 40% over the next 3 years. The company serves more than 8,000 residential customers in Cherokee County, along with commercial and industrial users. Right now, the average monthly bill sits around $135. Under the proposal, that could climb to nearly $190 by the end of the three-year phase. Liberty says the increase is tied to several factors, including investments in wind energy projects, upgrades to aging infrastructure, and improvements to customer service technology. Those wind projects are expected to help reduce long-term fuel costs, but the upfront investment is contributing to the current rate request. The company also points to rising operating costs over the past several years, including impacts from inflation, supply chain issues, and the pandemic. Officials say current rates are no longer generating enough revenue to support operations. Even with the phased-in approach, the company acknowledges the increase would be significant for customers and says it plans to continue working with regulators to explore ways to lessen the impact. A public hearing on the proposal is scheduled to take place in Columbus, giving customers a chance to weigh in before the final decision is made. In Nebraska news, state officials are highlighting just how intense this wildfire season has been across Nebraska. Nebraska Emergency Management Agency tracked several major fires between April 22nd and 26th, including the Pressy Fire near Oconto in Custer County, which burned about 10,000 acres. That fire saw a quick response with help from the Nebraska National Guard. Two Black Hawk helicopters dropped more than 54,000 gallons of water over 3 days, while ground crews also worked to contain the flames. Jim Pillen has already activated the National Guard ahead of time, helping speed up the response as conditions worsened. Drought and high winds have made this fire season especially dangerous, allowing fires to spread quickly. And it wasn't just one fire. Crews also battled multiple outbreaks across the state, including several in the Arthur McPherson area, a fire in Holt County, and others near the Nebraska-South Dakota border. In northern Nebraska, a group of fires known as the Cherry County Complex burned more than 10,000 acres, while another fire in Grant County reached similar levels. The state and local agencies, along with volunteer firefighters, have been working together to protect homes, livestock, and land during this stretch. Meanwhile, emergency orders remain in place to help ranchers recover, allowing easier transport of hay, fencing, and other supplies. Officials say the threat isn't over. Dry conditions, wind, and low humidity continue to create a high risk for new fires, and residents are being urged to check for local burn bans and use caution as fire season continues. I'll be back with more after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On May 4th, Russell County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the area of 197th and Old Highway 40 for a report of a person that stole a vehicle from a residence. That vehicle was described as an older model maroon Chevy extended cab pickup that was rusted and dented. Russell County deputies were responding to the area when the stolen pickup was westbound on Interstate 870 from the 193rd exit. Russell County deputies, Kansas Highway Patrol troopers, Kansas Highway Patrol aircraft, Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and Russell Police Department responded to the area and found that the pickup exited Interstate 70 at the 189th exit and was traveling west on I-70 road. In the area between 186th and 187th on I-70 road, the vehicle traveled north into a plowed field, through the KDOT fence and across all lanes of Interstate 70 before crashing into a creek. The driver fled the scene. A thorough search of the area could not locate the suspect. It's alleged that the driver of the stolen pickup went to a nearby residence where a gold Pontiac passenger car was stolen. A description of the gold Pontiac was sent to area law enforcement. A short time later, the gold Pontiac was located unoccupied on Interstate 70 in Trigo County. Law enforcement in Trigo County conducted a thorough search of the area and apprehended 27-year-old Morgan Schaefer from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Schaefer was assessed by EMS and transported to Hayes Medical Center for minor injuries. Schaefer was released from Hayes Medical Center and transported to the Russell County Jail by a Russell County deputy. The Russell County Sheriff's Office will be forwarding the following requested charges to the Russell County Attorney: felony theft, felony criminal damage to property, burglary, criminal in possession of a weapon by a felon, driving while suspended, and reckless driving. The Russell County Sheriff's Office would like to thank the Kansas Highway Patrol, Kansas Department of Wildlife, and Russell Police Department and the Trigo County Law Enforcement and EMS and Hayes Medical Center for their assistance. No further information will be released at this time. Law enforcement are investigating an alleged home invasion residential burglary. Just after 10 a.m. Monday, police responded to a residential burglary in Salina, according to Police Captain James Feldman. Contact was made with the 66-year-old male resident, who reported he was mowing the yard and left the door to his residence unsecured. He reported a female, identified as 38-year-old Delilah Ross of Salina, had walked into his residence without permission and took his phone and a can of pop. A 70-year-old female resident attempted to stop Ross from taking the items but was unable to. The male resident made contact with Ross and went to push her out of the residence. He was able to obtain his phone back when Ross threw it. It was not damaged. Ross was still on scene when officers arrived. Ross was arrested on requested charges of aggravated burglary and theft. She was booked into the Saline County Jail. On the menu today at the Norton area schools for lunch at Eisenhower Elementary will be chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. At the junior senior high school will be chicken with whipped potatoes and gravy, bread, fruit, and milk. At the Northern Valley schools today will be cook's choice. That's what's on the menu today at the Norton area schools. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather's brought to you by the Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Forecasted today, rain likely, mainly before noon, patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 50, north winds around 5 miles per hour becoming south in the morning, later in the morning. The chance of precipitation is at 60%. Tonight, mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low around 30, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 75. Southwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow evening, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 77. North wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 45. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Sunday's forecast looks to be mostly sunny with a high near 73. Monday, sunny with a high near 88. And Tuesday, sunny with a high near 92. Currently, at the Norton Airport, there is light rain, fog, and mist, 43 degrees. The humidity is at 93%. The wind's out of the north at 5 miles per hour. Barometric is holding at 30.11, and our wind chill is 40 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Jump into summer. Ready for road trips, lake days, and off-road adventures? Let United Northwest Federal Credit Union make this your best summer yet, with rates as low as 6.00% APR on recreational vehicles, from boats, campers, ATVs, and more. Your summer adventure starts now. Apply today. Loans are subject to credit approval and collateral requirements. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. NFL insider Ian Rappaport spoke on his TV show The Insiders on NFL Network about Patrick Mahomes and the capacity in which he could participate in OTAs coming up at the end of the month and why.
Because Mahomes wants to be on the field. The Chiefs have a very, very good medical staff. They're going to make sure he is not in harm's way. But when you go through rehab, it's something that's so bad and so strenuous and so lonely. You know that what Patrick Mahomes was looking forward to was just being able to play football. It seems like the Chiefs are going to allow him to do that. I don't expect it to be very much. I don't expect him to put him in harm's way. And when we get to training camp, this should be an instructor for us. Because even if Mahomes is on the field to begin training camp, let's say in late July or early August, it doesn't mean he's going to be full go. They're going to take him slowly through this process while also noting, Judy, they want Patrick Mahomes to be healthy and in the right frame of mind. And to get there, he's got to play like a little bit of football.
That audio courtesy of Ian Rappaport and NFL Network. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
ValleyBet.com.
Cattlemen, anaplasmosis is a disease that's all too familiar. This costly cattle disease is spread by ticks, horseflies, and such nasty little critters. Valley Vet Supply can help you select effective insecticides to control these ticks and flies, as well as the convenient application methods. From mist sprays and pour-on to cattle rubs and dust bags, Valley Vet has the proper insecticide choices and application tools. Check out the Bullmaster mineral feeders with kill cover lids and the popular CO2-powered insecticide guns, now with two insecticide options. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com,
ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.